Oh. How about Mike Bradley and the Dixie Bobbers, everybody? Thank you, Greg. My name is Daniel Brandes, and I'm the music director here at James B. United Church, and it is my absolute delight to welcome you to the launch of our July Gathered Up in Celebration and Song series. And I'm really delighted that the reviews tomorrow will start with, it was standing room only at James B. United Church. To let you all know, those of you that are, I'm so delighted to see so many familiar faces and so delighted to see so many brand new faces. And for those of you that are maybe dropping into James B. United for the first time, we're doing this series as part of our summer offerings while Karen Dickey, our usual minister, is away on sabbatical. And we thought this offered a tremendous opportunity to kind of reimagine for this month what we usually do on a Sunday morning, or in this case, a Saturday night, and try something kind of totally brand new. So this series is going to offer 5 evenings to kind of gather in and around and be gathered up in music in so many different ways. And I think it's going to be a really inspiring and enlivening 5 evenings of music and celebration and community. It is also my delight to welcome Reverend Sharon Moon, who is here from Ottawa, to kind of take over a minister role while Karen Dickey is away for this month. And she's going to be kind of leading us into our time together. So my friend Johan gave me the best public speaking advice anyone could give, which was keep it short. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Sharon.
Thank you. I got something better from Johan, a kiss on the hand. How about that? Didn't I pick a good night to come and begin work here? It's just such a thorough delight to be here tonight and to hear this amazing music. This is a sacred place. This is space in which people have worshipped and have prayed for 100 years at least. And it's made no less sacred by these words that are printed up here, which I was so moved by when I first came. People who are tapped into hope, who are known and loved and inspired to risk new ways, like we're trying tonight and this week, this month, I mean, and living with purpose and joy. I don't think it gets a lot better than that. This is a wonderfully welcoming community, and it's a community where when we say we welcome all, it actually does mean all. It just doesn't mean the sanitized all. It means everybody is welcome here. So we're here tonight to listen, to open ourselves to the spirit that is in the music and the mystery of music and spirit. And so I invite us to just take a moment to gather ourselves as we begin to take a deep breath and just move inside. To ground ourselves, to actually give ourselves a little chance to get here, to be here. So fill your body with the breath of life and take it into every cell of your being. Listen. Listen carefully. Do you hear your heartbeat? Try again. At the core of your being, a heartbeat, the renewer and bringer of life. Listen. Listen carefully. Do you hear your soul sing? Listen again. At the core of your being, your soul song, the renewer and bringer of life to your whole being. Listen. Listen carefully. Do you hear the pulsing of justice and healing love? Try again. at the core of life, justice and healing love, renewing, bringing life to the whole world. So breathe and be at peace with this knowing that you belong to a love that beats at the heart of the whole creation, and that spirit dances within you and among us all. Amen. When Karen asked me to come to be part of this series, and she said Dixieland was going to be the first one, I thought, well, I've heard lots of Dixieland. I haven't a clue where it comes from. And so I did some research and discovered that it comes from New Orleans, the turn of the last century, makes us all sound really old, eh? And that it was freed slaves who were in New Orleans, and they were trying to make a living and trying to make lives after they've been totally devastated by slavery and just completely decimated. They picked up instruments that before they would never have ever had an opportunity to play. And they started to make amazing freedom music. And they weren't restricted to just notes on a page because none of them could read music anyway. They just played whatever they damn well felt like. And they played amazing. They played what they heard in their heads. They played what they heard in their hearts. And there weren't any solos, I gather, in those early days, the way you guys have been doing solos. Everybody just played improvisation on top of each other in this wonderful cacophony of great music. Some of them started to play blues, pouring out the pain of their experience. They formed these marching bands. They'd actually go around looking for bodies to accompany to the graveyard so that they'd be able to make a buck or two. Musicians still struggle with that, right? Some of them do anyhow. And they also just celebrated their freedom. It was this. So Dixieland is associated so much with freedom music. It's a celebration of that. So in our Christian tradition, we also have songs in our sacred stories of our ancestors in faith. We call them psalms, and they bring into sacred presence the whole gamut of the human experience. They don't just bring the clean, sanitized selves to the holy. They let it all hang out. So how's this for pouring out the agony of existence? Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress, for my days pass away like smoke. My bones burn like a furnace. My heart is stricken and withered like grass. I am too wasted to eat. I'm like an owl in the wilderness. Now that guy was having a bad day, right? Yeah. You might have had a bad day yourself, and it might have felt like things just didn't quite fit. And I guess the question is, so where do you turn when it's like that? There are psalms of rage, even wanting vengeance and, you know, the punishment of evildoers. And I think some of us might have a few of those that we'd like to turn on right now. There's psalms of thankfulness, psalms of clinging to the thin thread of hope, the whole human condition. But the psalmist over and over and over again calls us to make music, to celebrate with overflowing gratitude and joy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you earth. Break forth with joyous song. Sing praises to God with, I'm sure he meant, the clarinet, and with the trumpets, and with the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before God. So, how about some joyful noise?
Here we go. This tune's called The Preacher. I'm going to start it off with just
Yeah, the preacher.
Drums and trumpet.
Please. Thank you.
a preacher. I'd like to share with you a reading from Toni Morrison's Nobel Prize-winning book that Daniel brought to my attention this week. It's from The Beloved. It's the amazing story of free and runaway slaves in Ohio, and it's about the set about the same time that Dixieland was being birthed in New Orleans. The story brings to life a scene of a covert healing service that's held in a clearing led by Baby Suggs, the matriarch and the preacher of the community. Baby Suggs was born in slavery and she'd suffered unbearably. She was the community's healer. She was a person everybody went to with their problems and worries. And everyone was really fond of them because she treated them with respect and with love and with no judgment. Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have be treated like that? She connects people with who they are, not with who they believe they should be. Come on in, there's room, come on in. Okay, well, you're welcome. So the reading. Baby Suggs decided that because slave life had busted her legs, back, head, eyes, hands, kidneys, womb, tongue, she had nothing left to make a living with but her heart, which she put to work at once. Accepting no title of honor before her name, but allowing a small caress after it, she became an unchurched preacher, one who visited pulpits and opened her great heart to those who could use it. Uncalled, unrobed, unanointed, she let her great heart beat in their presence. When warm weather came, Baby Suggs Holy, followed by every black man, woman, and child who could make it through, took her great heart to the clearing, a wide, open place cut deep in the woods. Nobody knew what for at the end of the path, known only to deer and whoever cleared the land in the first place. In the heat of every Saturday afternoon, she sat in the clearing while the people waited among the trees. After situating herself on a huge, flat-sided rock, Baby Suggs bowed her head and prayed silently. The company watched her from the trees. They knew she was ready when she put her stick down. Then she shouted, "Let the children come." And they ran from the trees toward her. "Let your mothers hear you laugh," she told them, and the woods rang. The adults looked on and they couldn't help but smile. Then, "Let grown men come," she shouted. They stepped out one by one from around the ringing trees. "Let your wives and your children see you dance," she told them, and ground life shuddered under their feet. Finally, she called the women to her. "Cry," she told them, "cry. For the living, for the dead, just cry." And without covering their eyes, the women let loose. It started that way, laughing children, dancing men, crying women, and then it got all mixed up. Women stopped crying and danced, men sat down and cried. Children danced, women laughed, children cried, until exhausted and riven, all and each lay about the clearing, damp and gasping for breath. In the silence that followed, Baby Suggs Holy offered up to them her great big heart. She didn't tell them to clean up their lives and go sin no more. She didn't tell them they were the blessed of the earth or its inheriting meek or its glory bound pure. She told them that the only grace they would have was the grace they could imagine. That if they could not see it, they would not have it. Here, she said, here in this here place, we flesh, flesh that weeps, laughs, flesh that dances on bare feet in grass, love it. Love it hard. You gotta love it, you. So Baby Suggs shows that community and us that it's possible for one to survive and even thrive after mental and emotional, horrific, hate-filled obstacles. And it's possible to still be someone who can contribute to change and building of the community. She healed by giving her heart, by being open-minded, no judgment. She made it so easy for people to be themselves. Being around baby thugs in the clearing gave people a glimpse of what freedom was. They were free to cry, free to laugh, free to dance, free to inhabit these bodies which they had been forbidden for so long. They were free to be all of this, all at once, all mixed up, all at the same time, for the very first time in their lives. If she can create an environment like this all by herself, imagine what an entire community would be able to create. As she says, the grace we can receive is the grace we can imagine. So let's imagine.
Honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them. Yes, goodness knows. Honey, circle rose, so put a bop. Yes, flowers droop inside when you're passing by. And I know the reason why you're much sweeter. Yes, goodness knows. Honey, circle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup, yeah, you're my sugar, babe. So sweet when you stir it up, yeah, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips. The honey surely drips over the bop, yeah, goodness knows. Honey, circle of rose, take it out, take it out. Thank you.